This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Okay, it's not cheap, but it's cheaper. The price of gas.
AAA says the national average is $3.99 for a gallon of regular, down 15 cents this week, 68 cents over the last month. It's a favorite White House talking point.
I know you guys love us talking about gas prices going down.
Republicans have been hammering Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden administration for still high prices at the pump and elsewhere. The University of New Haven's Brian Marks says cheaper gas will give Americans a break.
That can help offset some of the increases in the foodstuff prices.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A neighbor says it sounded like a bomb went off when a house exploded in Evansville, Indiana, killing three people.
I thought a bomb was dropped on us, or a tree fell through the house, and it shook so hard it went through my chest. Like, it shook my windows. I don't know what happened, but I'm very sad about these people.
Dorothy Waters talked to WFIE News 14. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is investigating. A small plane crash in Jefferson County, Washington, has killed the pilot, believed to be the only person on board. It was foggy in the area when the plane went down yesterday. The NTSB is investigating. McDonald's will start reopening restaurants in Ukraine in the next few months. It closed its Ukrainian restaurants after Russia invaded, but kept paying its 10,000 employees in Ukraine. The reopening is a show of support. Today, friends and family will say goodbye to Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana. They'll hold her funeral this morning. She and three other people were killed in a head-on highway crash last week. This is AP News. Now to Britain and the Beatles. No, not those Beatles. The AP's Charles de Ledesma explains this.
An alleged member of an Islamic State hostage-taking cell nicknamed the Beatles has been charged with terrorism offences in Britain after being deported from Turkey. London police say Ain Davis was arrested at Luton Airport, north of London, on Wednesday night and charged with offences under the Terrorism Act. He is due to appear in court in London on Thursday. The militants, dubbed the Beatles by their hostages because of their British accents, held about two dozen Westerners a decade ago when the IS controlled a large swath of Syria and Iraq. Several of the captives were killed in gruesome beheadings, including Americans James Foley and Stephen Sutcliffe, and Britain's David Haynes and Alan Henning. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.